Next week, a new film opens in Australia called Divergent. It tells the story of a young woman called Triss Pryor who lives in a future and post-apocalyptic version of Chicago. Devin Maloney, who writes for Wired magazine, says the film is smack bang in the middle of a strong trend in young adult books and films that includes The Hunger Games, The Delirium Trilogy, and Marie Lu's Legend, which all feature female characters who become empowered in a dystopian situation. In Divergent, which is based on a series of books by Veronica Roth, young adults must choose between five factions that divide society, but when Triss discovers she doesn't fit into any of the categories, she realises she is divergent. We'll talk to Devin Maloney in a moment, but here's a scene where Triss discovers that her ally, a guy called Four, has been captured by the sinister leader Janine Matthews, played by Kate Winslet.
Four.
He's gone. And we're all safer for it.
Safer? How are we safer?
The brilliance. The faction system is that conformity to the faction removes the threat of anyone exercising their independent will. Divergence threatened that system. Don't get me wrong. There's a certain beauty in your resistance, your defiance of categorization. But it's a beauty we can't afford.
You trace this trend back to The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood from 1985.
Right, and I made that parallel because at the time when her book came out, and even now, that book is seen as very controversial. It's banned in a lot of places in the United States. And that was kind of the hallmark moment for feminism when it comes to the dystopian genre of speculative and science fiction. And now we're seeing this story becoming younger and taking those themes and really helping young women to identify with them and find strength in them.
So there's an inevitable comparison with The Hunger Games, which starred Jennifer Lawrence and had a really kind of similar narrative structure. What are the hallmarks of this emerging female heroine who's discovering herself in a dystopian situation?
I think you tap into something very true in that The Hunger Games and Divergent are very, very often compared. And a lot of people see Divergent as being a sort of knockoff Hunger Games. I would say that characters like Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games trilogy and Beatrice Pryor in the Divergent trilogy, well, first of all, they're both young women, right, on the verge of adulthood. And they're both being forced to participate in a world in which their choices are incredibly limited. The society that they've been raised in is incredibly totalitarian, and there's a lot of fear within the society, and they kind of have to find their place within the world around them, whether that means fitting in and remaining unnoticed as much as possible to survive, as they both initially tried to, or whether that means changing the society, which is what actually ends up happening, which drives the plot of both of these stories and stories like it. They're forced to act and they find themselves in the process. So it's a character and a social evolution. I think that's definitely the main archetypal similarities between them, that they're strong women, but they don't know they're strong until they go through that change and they really take action.
It's their physical strength, their intelligence, their bravery, all these qualities come to the fore and see them prevail over this kind
right.
of evil, structural, societal, well, I mean, it's very black and white, actually, in lots
right.
of ways. But
right, and that's used as metaphor in these worlds, as these black and white, very extreme scenarios.
But why is this so popular? Why is this theme not only connecting with audiences, but also with film studios? Why are we seeing these big budget, multi-sequel franchises emerging now?
I think the dystopian blockbuster is evolving and becoming a thing now because the worlds that they've created, that these authors have created, are perfect environments for young people, especially young women, to kind of deal with the anxieties that the societies that they're growing up in just like Beatrice Pryor and Katniss Everdeen. You know, I think worldwide, there's a lot of things going on with women's rights and with feminism and women having access to that kind of personal, political, ideological power. And it's just a really great way for audiences to reckon with it in an exciting way.
Mm. And in fact, Neil Berger, who directed the film of Divergent, says it's a natural evolution of the women's movement.
Right. And I think Veronica Roth, the author of the Divergent trilogy, also brought that up in that she found it very freeing to explore these concepts, these ideas in a world where she could do away with things like sexism and racism, and really engage with personal and societal issues in an ideological way.
So essentially we're seeing the emergence of a new female stereotype or a new female lead, and that is the very strong, capable young woman who's meditating in a way on what it means to become an adult.
Exactly. And I think that's what's so great about these movies and these books. There's a definite hunger in the readership in the world because female characters, just like women in society, are complex people. And it's about time that, you know, young adult literature and Hollywood caught up to the realities of the world.
That's Devon Maloney, a contributor for Wired magazine. And Divergent opens on Thursday.